Good morning, everybody. This is Chris Bruce of Spokane, Washington, and you are on the Morning Rev call. We have this call every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for those who are unfamiliar with it. Each day we have a different host with a different topic. On Monday we have Dave Johnson with decades of experience in network marketing and the direct selling industry, and he shares wisdom, motivation, and sometimes some guests with great stories. On Wednesdays we have Chip Littlejohn, who's our deep dive product expert, who goes through and finds out what's in our products, why it's there, what it can do for you and your clients. And on Fridays you have me. I go into some of the technical stuff about sales, motivation, how does the website work, how do we get paid, all that kind of fun stuff. Often with guests who share some of their stories and success and how they've made it in the business. So today, since we are in essentially the last full week of the month, wanted to just throw a few things up that we need to check on to make sure that we're maximizing our impact and our outcomes in the Amplify Trinary Plan, and that we're making sure that we're growing and that we are teaching a culture of growth. So over the years, being in a few different companies, kind of through just noticing and kind of through doing some research into it and talking to people who are successful, there are certain activities, certain mindsets that lead to success far more often than what just the average Joe is going to instinctively do. Most people, when they join a network marketing company, and I was guilty of this in the very first one, I paid my sign-up fee, ordered my kit, and when it got there, there were zero people in it. I had to go out and find those. From the hype that sometimes gets pushed around in our industry, a lot of people expect it to be almost like an expensive lottery ticket. You know, whatever your sign-up fee for your company is, whether it's $50 or $1,000, people are expecting if they pay that fee, suddenly money's coming out of it in a reliable way. But that really, really isn't how it is. It's not really a matter of luck, though, successful people tend to make their own luck. Really, it does come down to just a few things done daily that may not seem like they're really big deals, but they compound. It's kind of like compound interest. If you borrow a few dollars on a credit card and you never pay it off, a few dollars can turn into a massive debt. If you invest a few dollars in a growth fund in the stock market and you leave it alone for 50 years, a few dollars can turn into a massive slush fund of money that's available for you. It's the little things done over and over and over again and the compounding of time. So some of those activities, and some of them will be familiar, some of them won't, but done daily, they do really add up to this snowball of leverage of activity and duplication that's going to create the business that we all want. So first and foremost, direct selling, MLM, all of this kind of thing, the biggest product of it usually is the people who are in the business. So the first and biggest thing that you need to work on is yourself. All of us come with innate skills, talents, weaknesses, phobias, whatever it is, and some of those are good for business, some of them are not good for business, but all of them can be worked on and changed. Your strengths can be stronger, your weakness can be overcome, and so the first and biggest thing that we teach people to do is to find a source of information, motivation, education that fits you, that you're going to keep up with, and do it daily. For some people, that's motivational speakers. For some people, that's technical education. Something where you're feeding your brain. The reason that we have kids do algebra in school and trigonometry is not because they're going to be using that in their daily life. It trains their brain how to think, how to solve problems, and how to be a better brain. That's my daughter, Carrie. We're headed to school, so you may hear a little bit of noise, but that's okay. So the reason we teach kids to do that is not because they're going to do it in later life. It's because it teaches their brain how to work. So like the game of chess, military people, business people play chess, not necessarily necessarily just because it's a fun game and because they're competitive, but it teaches them to think logically, to have a plan, to think a few steps ahead. It's training the brain to do things. So if you're reading books on history, on motivation, on education, they may not necessarily apply directly to selling the product you're selling, but because they feed your brain, they make your brain stronger. You're thinking the thoughts of people that have been successful. It really does shape you up and make you a better person. You need to keep your body healthy. We recommend that everybody exercise every day, especially in the morning. It gets you woken up. It gets the blood pumping. And those endorphins that help you be motivated and confident throughout the day, a lot of times are produced through a little bit of strenuous exercise. You breaking a sweat every day is really good for you. Next, you need to be a product of the product. Whatever it is that you are selling, teaching, you need to be a person that uses it. So if you're selling the triad, you need to be on the triad. You need to use it every day. And it would be really good if you documented what happened to you. Oftentimes, the changes when someone changes their lifestyle, their nutrition, are very subtle. And so if you're not paying attention to what's happening, the change in you may not be an overnight, you know, I lost 50 pounds or suddenly I'm able to run marathons when I was walking on a cane before. It might not be dramatic for you. It may happen over months and months. But if you're, give yourself a self-evaluation and watch what happens to you, because that's one of the key things to this is when you're trying to sell something, people will ask, well, what did it do for you? And if you don't know, it's really hard to tell somebody else. And if you're making stuff up, they're going to know it. So document what's happening to you. Be a product of the product. Watch your family, the people who use the product around you, and make sure that you're having the story. So, mapping what's going on, keeping track of activity. The next thing is you need to be increasing your pool of people constantly. So setting a goal, 3, 5, 10, whatever it is, people every day added to your prospecting pool. People that you don't know, friends of friends, colleagues of colleagues, neighbors of neighbors, those kinds of things where you're going to activities, you're going to events, you're being part of your community is going to introduce you to a lot more people. And doing that will increase the pool of people that you're able to influence, and that's really what we're looking to be as influencers. We're trying to change people's health, and that's going to come with a change in their lifestyle, and if they don't trust you and don't know you, they're much less likely to listen to what you have to say. So meeting new people is an absolute must. And it doesn't really matter how you do it. One of the things I really enjoyed was volunteering for Habitat for Humanity. I met a whole bunch of people who were willing to get out of their comfort zone, people who were willing to do things that were difficult for someone who was in need. You know, they're going to be the nicest, most active, most motivated people. And they were, you know, everything you could imagine, everything from stay-at-home parents, business leaders, people who were in need themselves, who were hoping that if they helped someone else, help would come to them. Bikers, nuns. It was just a wide swath of people that I would not have met if it weren't for that program. So being part of your community is a big part of being a better influencer, network marketer, salesperson. And then having a goal for showing the plan. You know, just meeting people isn't enough. You have to tell them what it is you're after, what you're trying to do. You can make lots and lots of phone calls and chit-chat and share cat stories and grandkid stories. But if you never tell them why you're calling them, a lot of that activity isn't going to build your business. So make a goal to essentially a certain number of times a week, whether it's 3, 5, 10, 50, you're going to be sharing the plan with somebody who hasn't seen it yet. The next thing is get to events. The world has changed a little bit in the past couple of years, so it is a little harder to travel, a little harder to get people together in one room. So doing things virtually via Zoom is a really good thing, but make sure that you're communicating with those people. Be to the meeting a little early. Stay a little late. Chat with the people before and after the program starts. And then remember those people that are part of the group that made good comments, that had the great story. Find someone. some way to make contact with them, whether it's through Facebook or, you know, finding who their upline is to get an introduction. Make those groups of people that are going to be influencers of your team. The best thing you can do once you do have someone who's part of the team is to introduce them to someone else who's successful, especially someone that is more like them than you are. So if you, like one of the people I'm prospecting right now, she's a former barrel racer. She's a nurse. She was a major in the Air Force. And I'm none of those things. But I do know that there are some really great people who are part of our business that are all of those things. And if I can get her introduced to them, she's much more likely to stay in my business. And so going forward, that's another great thing. And then the network and network marketing is about creating a team of people that are in communication. So call your upline. Make sure they know what you're doing. Make sure they know that you want to be part of this team. A lot of times people get really busy, and if you have 200, 300, 400, 500 people in your business, it may be a little hard to keep track of them all and call them all the time. But if they're calling you, you're much more likely to have them at the front of your mind and be ready to help them with the things that they're trying to do. So make sure that you call your upline. Make sure that they know that you want to be active in this business and that you want some help. And so all of those things together really do, like the core activities. So you're feeding your brain, you're taking care of your health, you're documenting what's happening, you're learning new stories, you're meeting new people, you're showing the plan, you're introducing the people to your team, and you're making sure that you're part of the network so that you're learning from the people who are already successful in this. You're adopting habits and skills that they have and becoming better. And so all of these things together will lead people to success, and so I'm just hoping that going forward, as people build their business and grow into the leaders that they can be, that they're finding these daily habits helpful. And then, as I said, because it is the last week of the month, there's some things we need to make sure people have. So the change from last month from 54 points was okay to be active. It is 139. So if you have someone who's in one of your legs that is your anchor, that is your personally sponsored person who is making sure that you get credit for that leg, if their order is only 54, you're probably not getting those points. That's affecting your daily pay, your lifestyle bonus, your network community match, and collectively that can add up to a lot of money. So make sure that your key people that you have in each leg are active. It helps you and it helps them. If they're only at 54, they're not getting that daily pay. So go through your network community and look through and see it shows what each person's personal order volume is. And if it's not 139 or higher, they're not considered active and they're probably not going to get the check they're expecting. So going through and checking on that and making contact with them to make sure that they're getting what they need is a really good thing. Another way to tell is if you're looking through and someone has a large volume, so their QXP is, say, you know, 2,000 points, but when you look at their rank and it says they're J1 and, you know, they're 305 out of 500 or something like that to go to their next rank, that means that they're missing one of those key people in their leg. So you need to find out which leg they're missing and help them to get those points. So, all right, so that's the 15 minutes of fame for today. If anybody has any questions or comments, please feel free to hit star 6. We can talk for a couple more minutes. Otherwise, thanks for being on the call, and just remember that you're not just growing your business, you're growing yourself, and there's just tried and true, time-tested ways to do it, and if you adopt those things and teach them, your business will grow. All right.
Chris, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So what's the easiest way to ask or seek referrals?
To ask or seek referrals? So if you're if you're talking to someone who is, you know, someone who's in your close network, you know, a friend, a family member, a coworker, some church, someone that you've known for a while, who you know have a personal relationship with, it doesn't mean your best friends and you know you're going out to the movies all the time. If, you know, to someone who recognizes you, knows a bit about you, you know a bit about them. Asking for help is one of the biggest and best ways. explain what you're doing. Be upfront and honest about it. The thing people like the least about this kind of thing is when they get surprised or feel tricked. And so, you know, if you invite someone out for coffee and when they get there, there's, you know, a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of products that they weren't expecting, they don't like that. But if you're just upfront and honest and say, hey, you know, I'm in this new business, I'm representing a product that does this. I'm looking for people who might be interested in that. I'm looking for people who might be looking for a little bit of extra income. Do you know anyone that might be part of that? You know, just straight up asking. And a lot of people will say no. If it's someone who's looking at starting the business, the old Dave Johnson one that he did, I don't know, 10,000 times, when you're talking to the person, they're considering doing the business, but they're maybe on the fence. They're like, well, who would I talk to? Just ask them. The question he asked was, who do you know? Who would you love to work with? You know, if you were working with someone and you went on a beach vacation, you'd want them to go with you. You know, who's the smartest, nicest, most caring, most motivated, hungry person that you know? You know, you would just give this list of positive attributes. You know, who would you want to work with for the rest of your life? And most people won't say anything, but then he would follow up with, who can you see in your mind right now? And usually with a little bit of cajoling, a little bit of digging, people will tell you about the person they went to high school with, the person from their last job, the person from, you know, the coach of their kid's soccer team. You know, there's somebody out there that has impressed them that they like, that they would want to work with. And then you say, that's the kind of person that I'm looking for. From there, it's just a conversation. You're talking about people they know that have those attributes and helping them to, you know, build up the confidence to call them themselves or to give you the information. But really, you know, as long as you're honest about it, most people won't be offended by it. They won't freak out. It's when you try to be sneaky that people get upset. So just being open and honest, this is what I'm looking for and this is what I plan to do. And, you know, people will be gatekeepers. They'll want to defend their friend, keep you from bugging them. So just make sure you're not bugging the person that you're talking to. Make sure that you're offering something of value, whether it be education, the products, or whatever. And if you make it a pleasant experience for them, they're much more likely to share that with another person.
Cool. Thanks, Chris.
You betcha. Anybody else? Okay. All right, everybody.
Hey, Chris.
Thank you so much. Oh, hello?
Chris, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Stephanie and I are in Mobile, Alabama, head down Interstate 10 to Dallas, Texas. We can do some product. Does anybody have some product we can purchase en route? We need to...
Okay. All right, so it's really, really quiet, but if anybody couldn't hear, they're in Mobile, Alabama, and they're driving to Dallas, Texas, and they're out of product. They're looking for anybody that's along that way that they could maybe meet up with and buy some product from. So if anybody's on there, on that route, if you can get in contact with me, I'm on WhatsApp. If you want to call me, it's 509-990-3384. If you have anybody that's in your group, just kind of along that corridor that we might be able to get them together with today, tomorrow, kind of thing. Make sure to call us. Hey, Robbie. Well, here I can. Since you're really quiet.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right.
Hey,
anybody else?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Anybody else have a question, comment, or concern? All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you tomorrow morning for Call of the Leader with Dave Johnson. Thanks. Bye.